All right. Take Me Home by Cher. What a way to start it out here on WGRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Juice Bar, and I'm the Juice. And as always, right next to me, I have the great dependent variable, Eli Crippen.
Good morning, Jack.
I am just so disappointed in our radio station right now because there are so many problems. I actually don't think that Eli's mic is really working right now. But he's saying some positive things. You know, it's not really working, but we'll figure it out. We have a lot of music this week. Another theme. If you couldn't figure out last week's theme, I think we might be posting that in the middle of this show on our Instagram, which is... The username has changed to something. We're gonna try and use one mic here. We're gonna tag team this.
Here, oh, there we go.
Oh. If anybody was watching us right now live, this would be a really interesting sight. Both of us right around one microphone.
Me just leaning over a table. Well, anyway, we changed our Instagram name. It's a little bit shorter now.
A little bit easier to understand.
It's a little bit easier to read and comprehend. It's now something that it's a lot better than what it used to be.
Really prepared.
Very memorable.
On the Juice Bar. It is.
It's
WJRH.thejuicebar.
WJRH.thejuicebar.
It's a great.
That being our call sign and the name of our show.
Anyways, we have another themed episode this week. We have a lot of music.
Last week was a pretty difficult one. I think the only person that we know of who figured it out. Yeah, I know. All right. I think the only person who figured it out was actually my father. Shout out to Alex Crippen. The theme was first and last tracks of albums only. He said he got it after Hold Me Now.
That's pretty good.
Pretty actually, impressive.
That is pretty impressive. This week's theme, different theme, but I don't know. I feel like this one is a little bit easier to grasp.
Yeah,
you
probably.
You kind of know if you know music.
If you know music.
I think my dad might be able to get this one pretty quickly. He couldn't listen last week. The Sunday scheduling has thrown people off.
Yeah, really.
So if you know any dedicated listeners that don't know how to find our show right now, it's because it's on Sundays at 5. But anyways,
my brother's listening right now. We'll see if he can figure it out.
My mom is also listening. She let me know that the mic isn't working.
So did my brother.
Well, all right, so we're going to just jump back into some music here.
Yep.
With
Escape or the Piña Colada song.
I am empty champagne. Just
right. That was just Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by Michael Jackson and Escape by Rupert Holmes.
Oh, yep. And if I'm not mistaken, my microphone is working.
Oh, yeah,
again.
We got it working.
We got it. We figured it out.
There's an on switch to the microphone.
On, yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why it was ever turned off.
And it was
entirely honest.
Under the mic stand, so I couldn't see it. But whatever.
Those jokesters before us.
Pranksters.
I know. I know. But big news.
Exciting news.
Exciting news. In the middle of Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
By Michael Jackson.
By Michael Jackson. My dad texted me, Rachel Stowski, and he got the theme, 1979. And almost moments later.
A couple seconds later, my mom texted me, 1979, exclamation point. Now, a little bit of backstory to this. I'm going to count it as a combined effort by my mother and father, since my dad said that it was the 70s. My mom figured out that two of them were from the same year. My dad looked them up. You know, we're going to give it to both of them.
I know. It was honestly an impressive second place. It really was. But I think we were talking about like what we were going to talk about. And so 40 years ago was 1979.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this music came out 40 years ago. When your dad was 19, this music came out, and you're 19 now.
And I'm 19 now.
And my dad and my sister would have been around the same age, 14 and 15. So it's a very interesting thing to think about. This is all the music that was coming out. If you look at all the music that's coming out now, I mean, like...
Yeah, we kind of thought this would be, you know, maybe a little bit more difficult, but then we were thinking about it, and, you know, if you were alive during the 1979 time period, you probably, you know...
You probably know that this music came out. Definitely
these
are
just the songs that were coming out.
Yeah, like, you remember that, you know, I guess all these songs came out in 1979, but I'm sure,
so, I mean,
since
I
a lot of them are kind of bigger songs...
I don't
remember where you heard it.
I don't remember what songs came out in 2010.
Oh, I have no idea.
I know, like, the general time period.
I didn't really listen to a lot of the music that came out and that was really popular. Like, all of this music, for the most part, was relatively popular, according to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
When I was putting this together and I was looking for songs from 1979. And so it was the stuff that they listened to. So it's easier for them to remember it, but... I'd be impressed. We almost shouldn't have said that anybody got it, because I would be curious if any of our friends from here,
Eric,
would have figured out 1979.
Eric said that he was going to go with Guilty Pleasures as his answer to the theme.
Is Michael Jackson a guilty pleasure, Eric?
Maybe for really? Eric. I don't know.
I love a little Michael Jackson. But anyways, now that the theme is out there, so that it's
1979. We're going back in the time machine 40 years ago.
It's interesting. We almost went with 1971, which I vetoed because my FYS was all about that. And I'm very familiar with the music that came out that year. And well, I just didn't need it in my life right now. But it's interesting to think about, you know, what came out, you know, at your respective ages. So like when my dad was 19, you know, like what was he listening to? What am I listening to now? And a lot of it's actually the same stuff.
I mean, according to my dad, he was listening to London Calling by The Clash.
You know what? We all had our different things. It's a good song.
I didn't know that came out in the 70s.
Well, you know, 79...
Oh, 1979. Wow, we should have put that on there. It's a great song.
It is. I would add it on, but we're so strapped for time.
These songs are pretty long.
They are. There's like six... No, there's like 3 6-minute songs, about 2 5-minute songs. Oh, wow. Well, you know... In that regard, I think we might as well just jump back to some music. I love this next song. When you texted me that you picked this song, I was very happy. I was very happy.
It's a solid one. Eric is threatening to call in. I don't think he realizes that I want him to call in.
Yeah? Well, I mean, it'll have to be after these next 3 songs.
just like a snake in the grass. One of these days you're gonna break your glass. Don't bring me down.
Right, that was just Rock and Roll Fantasy by don't want to play the next song. Rock and Roll Fantasy by Bad Company, Don't Bring Me Down by Electric Light Orchestra, and Another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd. I love those songs.
Yeah.
I personally really enjoy listening to a lot of classic 70s rock. Just when I need to hype myself up in the morning. Electric Light Orchestra is just like that band for me.
No, ELO is solid. I'm a big fan of 70s music in general. You know, a lot of people hate disco and think that 70s music is terrible. And it's always been one of my favorite time periods for music.
No. How drier a conversation can we have? Just to jump back, because we have to since we're halfway through the show at this point. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is The Juice Bar. I'm your host, The Juice. And next to me is, as always, eating a USB thing from my computer, the dependent variable, Eli Crippen.
You know, Jack, last week we were talking a lot about the Eco Cafe, and I just wanted to let everyone know that there's an update on the Eco Cafe.
Do tell.
First of all, last week I was complaining about how much packaging you get with your sandwiches, you know, which I thought was a little bit... it didn't make much sense for an Eco Cafe to be giving out a lot of packaging, but I've been informed that the packaging is biodegradable, which means that although it is not recyclable, you do throw it away and put it in the trash, but it will, you know, break down and decompose on a much faster time scale than
it normally would.
Normal, you know, plastic packaging type things. Oh. So that's cool.
You're slowly saving the environment by coming to the Eco Cafe.
Yeah. And the other thing that I learned was that the Eco Cafe's sandwiches are taste old because they are old. And sometimes they have mold. Maybe not sometimes. In one case, right after we were talking about the Eco Cafe, I went to the Eco Cafe and I got myself a sandwich. And I opened up that sandwich and it was just...
covered in mold.
Just covered in mold. A little bit disappointing.
You know what? This is why you just can't be too eco-friendly. Sometimes you just gotta load it up with pesticides.
That's not the takeaway. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just, you know...
They gotta clean up their act out.
Well, it's a little bit tough because I don't have a kitchen down there. So all of their stuff gets, you know, prepared in Farinon and then shipped down to the Eco Cafe where, you know, they refrigerate it for extensive periods of time.
For 9 days.
And then, you know, occasionally you're going to get some mold. So a little disappointing. But the staff there was very friendly. They let me get another sandwich for free. That one was pretty good.
You know what? I still haven't been...
Been to Rockwa?
No.
You should go.
It's beautiful. I see it very occasionally.
I was doing work down in the basement the other day when they had their big opening ceremony, which I thought was going to be really small, but turned out was packed.
Well, this was for all those that aren't on
campus.
This past weekend was homecoming weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The football team squared up against 1-0 UPenn. And just got demolished.
Yep.
It was a classic Lafayette showing, but it was nice to see some alumni.
It was.
You know, the campus was definitely vibrant with some old faces. Charles was around.
I didn't see Charles.
Ah, what a great man.
That was our
I didn't actually see him, but I know he was here.
Mm.
He might actually still be here for all I know. I haven't really communicated with him this weekend. But alumni... There were some Frisbee alumni.
There's some Frisbee alumni.
Met with you. Some Ki-Fi alumni came. We had a nice little tailgate. Had some great Bubba Burgers. Don't serve those in the Eco Cafe.
No, they don't.
It's actually that is the anti-Eco Cafe sandwich, is a Bubba Burger.
Bubba Burger. Packaged.
<Yeah. laughs> It was so good, though.
Ground beef. Nice.
It was phenomenal. But it doesn't take away from the fact that our football team was terrible yesterday. You really think they could show up for homecoming?
Yeah. What do you expect?
I mean, I expected them to lose, but...
There you go.
At the end of the day, we need a coaching change.
You know, on the topic of football and similar sports on homecoming, I watched Elise play rugby, which was very exciting. I don't really understand rugby.
We'll work on it.
So I was pretty confused on the sidelines.
You know,
but she did great.
It's
catching and passing the ball.
It's a fun game.
Tackling people.
It's a fun game. Had, you know, my
not a lot of, you know, protection of any kind.
No, but you know what? It's actually a very safe sport when played correctly. It's very hard to comprehend, but
yeah,
it's very low tackles. You get some bumps and bruises, obviously, along the way. It's a contact
sport.
One
girl got absolutely flattened underneath three other people.
And you know what? She definitely stood up after that.
I mean, yeah, but she was limping.
You know what? She'll be fine. You make it through. It's, you know, when played correctly. I can't stress that enough. When played correctly, rugby is a very safe sport. But mm-hmm. the problem is that there's terrible coaching in America. I can speak from very personal experience. Mark Stepsis was a terrible coach.
Yeah.
And I love that I'm saying this on air to be recorded forever because I hate him.
There you go.
He was terrible.
Broke your nose.
Certain people can coach rugby, and those people that can are doing great things for the sport.
Mm-hmm.
But it's bad coaching that's creating these injuries. Because if you watch any professional game, most of the time there's very little injury. You know, every once in that's a while, surprising. someone might jam a finger, like, you know, maybe sprain a wrist or something when they're coming down. But
right.
nothing worse than anything that could happen to you on any given day.
Do you think it's one of those, like, you know, football is more dangerous because of the pads, because people are less careful?
I think the biggest thing I always heard was football is dangerous because you have a helmet. So your head, you believe that your head is protected, so your head can turn into a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just not the case. The helmet is there so that your head is safe on impact and for any, like, miscellaneous hit.
Right.
There's no, you should never be hitting with your head. And the NFL is changing. I mean, they've changed some rules to make it safer in that regard. But lower tackling is the safest way to play.
What is a low tackle?
A low tackle, like below the waist.
Huh.
You know, like, you maybe you, like, grab the waist around with your arms.
Yeah.
And from there down. Like, nothing above, like, kind of, like...
Doesn't that leave you open to, like, getting kicked in the face?
Yes, but if you stay low, you kind of just... You aim with your shoulder, you don't aim with your head. You keep your head down, aim with your shoulder, and you'll get in there.
Huh.
It's what... In practice, it makes a lot more sense. Because you are starting at a lower position and bringing them down from a lower position, rather than hitting them in, like, the collarbone and dropping them from there. If all your power hits at the collarbone, then whiplash, and it's never good. But
that makes sense.
You know.
I believe that somewhat.
Well, you know, we just got to get you watching some professional rugby.
Yeah, really.
That's enjoyable.
That would make a lot of people very happy.
I'm sure it would. But I think we should jump back to some music. Again... This is the theme of this week is 1979, the year of. I love, this is a great playlist.
It is.
A great playlist. But our next song, I mean, do you want to take this one?
Endless,
you're the one that suggested this.
Endless Gray Ribbon by Nick Lowe. It's split by the stab of twin headlights, like fingers of guides that know of it, but have never been there. Eyes red rimmed, I feel for the nth time and strain for the road signs that flash past the windshield in the hard driving rain. His mind is not dwelling on beds of white linen, but the endless gray river that winds on ahead. Thank you.
deep inside we knew our love was true. For a while we paid no mind to the past. We knew love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day.
right. That was just Endless Gray Ribbon by Nick Lowe, After the Love Is Gone by Earth, Wind & Fire, and Slow Train by Bob Dylan. We don't have a lot of time left here on our show, so I think we're going to move pretty quickly into our last song, which will be Oliver's Army by Elvis Costello.
Absolutely. It was a good show. I enjoyed this theme.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Yeah. And for those who have tuned in, you know, towards the end of our show, you have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been the Juice Bar. We're very glad that you took the time out of your day to listen.
Still upset that Eric didn't manage to call in.
Yeah, well, you know, his theme didn't end up working out.
You know, he did have an explanation for why he guessed Guilty Pleasures, but I guess we'll never hear that since he didn't call in.
Absolutely. But for now, here is Oliver's Army by Elvis Costello and the Attractions.